Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I'm not certain
that you love me. That's not Elvis. I know it sounds like it, but it's not. That's Terry Stafford. Welcome back, 17th to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Patrick Dineen. Patrick Dineen is the author of Why Liberalism Failed. He's a professor of political science at Notre Dame University. This is not his first book either, by the way, folks. Patrick, thanks again for being here. So you're a professor in America, in a college, who wrote a book called Why Liberalism Failed. Now, that seems like, if people think about that for a minute, they'd have to be thinking, okay, what are there, four or five universities in America you could actually get away with writing that book? What do you think? Am I right?
Well, I would say, yeah.
I'm thinking Notre Dame. Notre Dame. I'm thinking Hillsdale College. Go ahead.
Right. Well, no, I check my email every day to make sure I still have a job.
But seriously, if you were in California or New England, or maybe back in Georgetown where you were, would you have been able to have gotten away with publishing this book?
Well, that's one of the nice things about having this institution called tenure is that it does protect people, and we often think of tenure as a bad thing because it protects a lot of bad academics.
You wouldn't be able to eat lunch with the cool kids, would you?
Right. Well, no. I mean, we have a small number of cool kids who I hang out with, like at Hillsdale and so forth. But I actually have a chapter in the book in which I talk about one of the reasons why higher education is failing, mm-hmm. which is that it's become a kind of hotbed of identity politics and groupthink.
Talk to us about why liberalism is failing.
Yeah, well, I mean, just in the university context, one of the real problems is that we no longer are interested in teaching what liberty is, right? What is the true nature of freedom? And what a liberal arts education was designed to teach was that liberty is really a form of a kind of learning how to be a free person, which isn't just doing what you want. It's making good choices, and it's being a responsible person, and it's being raised to use freedom well, not just right. Do what you want. And to the extent that we've abandoned liberal arts education in institutions, and here, you know, when we're talking about the professoriate isn't interested in teaching the liberal arts anymore. They think mm-hmm. it's the realm of oppression and there's nothing valuable.
Where did that come from? Did that come from having too much time on their hands and maybe tenure? Yeah.
Well, actually, I think it comes from a bad definition of freedom. It comes from a definition of freedom that freedom is doing what you want, and that we should live in a world without limits.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that this is one of the ways that I suggest that liberalism has failed, because liberalism has changed from an idea of liberty as responsible liberty, liberty that we learn in ways a kind of form of self-discipline, to liberty as a form of doing what you want. And you think mm-hmm. about college campuses today, our students are doing it, right? We don't have we don't have character formation. And in fact, one of our biggest problems today is a kind of anarchy, especially in the sexual
right.
realm on our campuses
right.
today. So what are we teaching our young people? Well, we're teaching them, you know, do what you want to do and just don't get caught or don't get into trouble.
Right.
And that translates to bad behavior.
And that's being exacerbated by the digital age, which is what my fourth book is all about. It's about the ethics in the digital age. You know, when I hear people talking about freedom and liberty, you know, we're protecting our freedoms and things like that. What I differentiate between freedom and liberty this way. I say that freedom is from God, and liberty is a contract that we give to each other. And to me, that's what you were talking about a minute ago, is if I recognize your liberty and you recognize my liberty, by definition, that means I can't be exactly what I want to be.
Yeah, so we have to begin with a kind of condition of mutual respect and mutual regard.
Right.
And you know, one of the challenges we face today is a world in which we're shaping a world in which our young people are growing up in a world of kind of disconnection. Right. So they mm-hmm. aren't experiencing this full encounter with the other. And as you say, it's many of the times mediated now through digital media. I mean, I'm fascinated. I walk around campus, and students are just sitting, walking across campus with their faces in their phones, mm-hmm. and they're not talking to each other.
Right.
They're not lifting their heads up and looking at the beauty of our campuses. And so what is this doing to the kind of the mind and the, you know, the dispositions?
I have a story in my family where a child turned 16 and got his driver's license and could not navigate his own town because he'd not looked out the window when he was being driven around by his mother and father.
That's amazing. I have a chapter in the book in which I talk about the rise of what I call an anti-culture.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the real crises, it seems to me, that the modern order, and I think this idea of freedom as the absence of constraint, one of the things we face is the breakdown of what we used to call culture.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of, we could say, the soil in which you would raise a young person. And that would include lots of informal forms of knowledge.
But do you think liberalism has been the cause of some of this breakdown?
Well, that's the argument in my book, is that in some ways the liberalism, to the extent it's become defined by a definition of freedom as the absence of constraint,
mm-hmm.
that we're reaping what we've sowed. And what you just mentioned, the inability to navigate your own town, that's the kind of breakdown of culture. It's
but another breakdown, though, and I want to talk about this when we come back to the next break, is not only does this freedom to be who I want to be, it's turned into, but if you don't agree with me, I'm not going to let you be who you want to be. That seems to be part of the liberal cachet. We'll come back after the break and talk about this with Patrick Dineen. The book is called Why Liberalism Fails, brand new.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.